On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, well, guys, I did make a big announcement about a new addition to me family.
Yeah.
Things also got a bit awkward and sweaty.
Yeah. And our WAMKR girls, Stella and Jazzy, dropped in.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Every morning I get up too early. Makes me surly, getting up that early. Matt's World.
So, my friends, Wednesday is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That is.
I stood here nearly a year ago on Valentine's Day last year saying how cynical I am about Valentine's Day, and I hate the fact that it's sort of, you know, they make you feel, whoever they are, the advertisers make you feel that if you're not in love, you suck,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
And you did a specific piece on it.
I railed against it, and then lo and behold, in walks my girlfriend to do an interview, one of Kimber's friends, my now girlfriend, and we met.
At the time was just a, here comes my girlfriend, she's coming into the studio, next thing you know.
We're going round.
Going steady.
And she hasn't dropped me yet.
No, good on
her. So we're coming up to a year on Valentine's Day, so I kind of have to step up.
I was going
to
say, so you think she's going to do it Wednesday? Or? I hope not.
No, we have to celebrate, this day.
Well, at least now you can sort of make an excuse you're celebrating your anniversary instead of Valentine's.
But I am not cynical about it because I have to say, and you guys know this, it's been a wonderful year.
It has.
We get on like an absolute house on fire, and I'm really, really in a good place and very happy. And I think she is too, because we've decided to take it to the next level.
Ooh.
We're going to get a puppy.
Oh, really?
Now,
I'm so excited.
No way.
Okay, hang on. Hold on to this.
Settle down, Captain.
We are getting, we want to share a dog to begin with, and we are in negotiations at the moment because she wants a dog like Kimber's.
She loves McGruff. Let's get another McGruff.
Now, don't get me wrong.
Labrador.
Yeah. I like McGruff, but to me, he's sort of like a living travel pillow.
Okay.
He's all right. Yeah. He's beautiful and gives me loves when I see him.
Yeah.
She's shown me pictures of Chihuahuas.
Yep. Just for clarity, what kind of dog is
Pomeranian, right? McGruff is a Pomeranian crossed with a Papillon, so a small dog.
He's very small.
And she wants a Chihuahua. And I look at a Chihuahua, again, I'm not against any living creature, but Chihuahuas look like they've been traumatised no matter what's happened, right?
Okay.
So I want to find a middle ground, right?
I was going to say, because you can't go for too much of a masculine dog.
You want a beagle.
Okay.
Well, she said to me, what about Dachshund?
Oh, yeah.
Sausage dogs.
Yeah.
Right? So, of course, I decided to look them up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's the Dachshund, which is a badger dog. That's what it translates to. They were bred to chase badgers down holes.
You start talking about leg problems and all that.
Well, this is it. The first thing you do when you look at a photo of them, you think, you poor buggers.
Their spines.
Only mankind would be that cruel to an animal to basically breed it. So it looks like one of those stretch limos that you go to your blue light disc, your school ball in, right?
Yeah.
Because nature wouldn't have done that to them. Nature would have given them another pair of legs in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
I mean, how much Pilates are Dachshunds doing? Because they've got to have super core strength, right, to hold that thing in. But I also found out they're really aggressive.
Are they?
They're very strong.
Oh, okay.
I went down a YouTube rabbit hole, and it's like when Dachshunds go bad.
Yeah, but now the Dachshund lovers out there, like my girlfriend's got two of them, she loves them, and so they'll all be getting defensive now because they'll be listening to you going,
hang on. I'm just saying.
We went for a drive down through Wembley the other day, and we went down Kalgoorlie Street, beautiful part of Perth, right? Mm. And we saw four in 2 minutes.
Four sausage dogs
everywhere.
Damn, that's better than Bunnings.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But, so, look, if you've got I'm up for anything, really, so send us a photo of your favorite dog on our Facebook page, and because it is a year and things have gone so well, and I'm thinking we should just break up now. I mean, we've peaked.
Perfect reality show.
Yeah, there's nothing. It can only go bad from here.
Get the puppy to console you.
Exactly.
Get a Rottweiler here.
Matt's World. The The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
We've been talking about MKR for a couple of weeks now, and the show is underway for another season. And the Perth girl, Stella and Jazzy, joined us this morning. G'day, girls, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Now, girls, look, we noticed that you didn't get a lot of airtime up until the time that you cooked. Now, we took that to mean that you're nice people.
You'd be dead right.
Because, yeah. You know, you only get the screen time if you're a little bit nasty. What is it like being at dinner around a bunch of people and are they fighting all night? It's very tense.
It is quite tense, yeah. We just sort of had a lot of champagnes.
Yes.
And we were kind of like, let's stay out of it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, which means you sort of don't get a lot of airtime. Mm. I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily.
No, neither do we.
We weren't bothered.
Because of course, obviously the cooking takes a long time. Sometimes there's hours break between entrees and main, and that's a lot of time to have a bit of vino on an empty stomach and, you know, passions run wild.
They do. Yeah. They certainly do. Yeah.
Now, you've got to cook off against Ash and Maddie, right? Now, surely you've got to be able to beat them, right? They can't even boil water.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
Yes.
I think if we don't win tonight, it'd be quite embarrassing, wouldn't it?
It would be very embarrassing. And we'd be regrouping in a big way, cooking-wise.
Yeah. It'd be a modern cooking tragedy, I think.
It would, yeah.
So he doesn't know what a saucepan looks like.
No, yeah. No.
I think he was calling it Just or something last night.
Yep.
Yeah.
To be fair.
To be fair, we do have some questionable pronunciations on things. Well,
that's okay. That's okay.
Just he wondering, seems like a very nice young man, though, by
is,
the way.
He's lovely.
Yes. Yeah.
Jazzy,
yeah.
Do you have a lifetime supply of Star Anise on hand now, seeing you forgot it that day? Or is it both of you forgot?
Well,
it's
actually me, yeah.
Oh, was it? Oh, was it really?
The store that I went and it was sold out
has
now got the biggest Star Anise selection you can imagine. It's got like 50 on the shelf.
It's the star
times.
Of the store.
Yeah, it's really gotten round.
There's not enough Star Anise in cooking these days, I don't think.
I think there's enough. I love how Stella
says it was me. You're taking blame for it. Well done.
Oh, yeah. But I couldn't go to the shops and drive and get it because I don't have my license.
Oh, I was wondering why you got left behind.
Wow.
Also, someone had to start cooking because people were about to rock up. We had about 3 minutes.
How's the experience been? Because to be totally honest, if I was going to bother cooking, and I think I've held maybe one dinner party in my life because I'm not
and
one
it was
who
bloody awful.
Yeah, I'm not much of a cook and I'm not great for the timing. But, you know, wouldn't you rather just spend the time having people over that you really like?
We really like a lot of the people on the table.
Yeah, so we've made some really awesome lifelong friends.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So it turned out it was a dinner party that you want to be at.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
It just maybe looks like, you know, a bit of butting heads.
Yeah, and we get it. It's a TV show. Mm. You know, things are edited to look dramatic and all that stuff. You know how they say, like, if you want to work out if your relationship's working, travel together?
Yeah.
Do you think, has this cooking experience brought you two closer together?
We thought we were close before the show, but that wasn't true.
Yeah, that wasn't true. We're extremely, like, we're taking close to a horny level. Stella would get up at 3:30 in the morning to spray tan my naked body every morning.
Right.
Yeah. That's close.
That's close.
That is close.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Real friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonding.
Yeah.
Girls, over the years, we've had Susanna Carr, Monica Koss, Angela Sun from Seven Newsreaders, right? And they get people either complaining or complimenting when they change their hair or what they're wearing. So last night, you both glammed up. Stella, you had the hair straightened last night on last night's show.
Took me 7 hours to straighten my hair.
Did it really?
Did you do that naked for her at 3 in the morning?
No. Yeah, just
you
payback.
You need to be naked to straighten your hair, let's be honest.
But it is amazing the number of things that people will pick up, like just like that.
Yeah, everyone always says, you look so good with straight hair. I'm like, well, it's happening once a year. So can you compliment me when I've got my huge fry going on.
Time to cook and sleep. Yeah. Well, big cook off tonight, so good luck. I know you can't say much, but it's going to be the Eliminator, so it's in the big house.
We're excited.
Yeah, we're really excited. Thanks so much for the support.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt, and Kimber.
2 weeks ago, wasn't smoking, going to the gym every day, feeling on top of the world. Mm. Started smoking again, haven't been back to the gym.
Matt.
Now, there's an obvious correlation between those two events,
clearly.
Right? Or maybe I was traumatized last time I was at the gym.
Oh, just traumatized.
I think so.
What could possibly have
happened? Well, I was on the cross trainer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I quite like that because you're getting the, you know, the whole body workout.
He's acting it out.
Yeah, he's moving his hands out on the diagonal. Yeah.
And I'm looking down at the treadmills in front of me. Yep. I was sort of flicking between watching, you know, one of those panel shows, Ellen or something, and I'm thinking, I think the air conditioner's leaking.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
Because a treadmill either side of a gentleman were sopping wet.
Oh,
right.
And I'm looking, you know how the air conditioners sometimes,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I'm looking, where is it coming from?
Yeah.
And then I realise that this chap who was, so he's on his treadmill and there are two free treadmills either side of him that are both getting wet. And I look down at his treadmill, and his is absolutely, he's drenched.
So he was
so
leaking.
It's sweat.
It's sweat.
Like in a human evaporative air conditioner.
I mean, literally, you know, people say it looks like I've just stepped out of the shower. He was soaking.
Oh. And enough sweat to reach the
it was
next
like,
to him.
Oh, my God.
Dripping.
Far out.
And I mean, like, obviously, like, great. I mean, he's, you go there to have a sweat, and we are human beings. We sweat. But I have actually never seen that much sweat coming off a human being before.
Oh, you know what, though?
Well,
I used to date a guy who sort of sweat like that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, not normally. Like, he was a very fit dude and not just in life. But when we were having an intimate wrestle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
Here we go. Here we go.
I'm just saying.
Kids, put your fingers in your ears.
No,
Auntie Kimber's had a few wines and she's telling one of those stories again.
Mummy, what does that mean?
We were having an intimate wrestle.
Yes.
And he was someone who, like, the sweat would drip off his face. So it's one of those, like, not just when you're having an intimate wrestle and you get sweaty. I'm okay with that. That's not a problem. But when you actually, it was like water torture.
Right.
You know, like where it's just dripping onto your face.
It's almost like a steady flow.
Okay.
Oh, stop it.
In fact, we've got him on the line.
Yeah. He's now going to Matt's gym.
But you know that feeling like once you, if you have water dropping on your face like that, it's not, it's unpleasant.
Well, let's be honest. Yeah. I find this more as I get older. It doesn't take much to distract me these days.
Yeah, right.
You know, not,
I'm in the middle of something and I start thinking about, have I done my tax yet?
Yeah. Right.
You know, and I'm gone for a moment.
Okay.
And I would imagine that particularly would take you out of the moment.
Well, it sounds terrible, but it just sort of made me go, I don't think I can commit to this forever.
You wanted to strap on some floaties, I guess, at that point.
He was like way fitter than me.
Because you see it in sport. I mean, when you see the cricketers and they get to the end of an over with the drinks break,
yes.
and they squeeze their helmets
yes.
these days and the water just pours out. But
yes.
it's sweat.
And it is, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, we made such a joke of it during the Big Bash with the guys. You know, you could see their underarms.
Oh, the pits, yeah.
You know, and I mean, like, whoopee-doo. I mean, we all sweat. But this dude, I mean, mostly I was worried about his lack of hydration because to replace that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you've got to get on a
liters. You'd have to be on a drip.
That's a bathtub of Gatorade, isn't it?
It really was.
Mm. It's not at all inspired me to go to the gym, not for one moment.
No.
Get back on the cigs.
Yeah, okay.
Can you do it? Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's
Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's Joke of the Day.
Yes, there's a new product out there, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. You should try the new 007 Viagra.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it helps you Roger Moore.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.